Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval, terms apply. Heyo! Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, the place where you get unstuck with your business with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. Make sure you check out all our free stuff over at 100mba.net. We got a full free video course. We have 5 free guides for you to download. And of course, our blog. Every week, we have a new post published on a valuable topic for you. In today's episode, in today's lesson, you'll learn, does swearing hurt your business? You know what I'm talking about, those colorful four-letter words that we often hear or use. If you write blog posts, if you shoot videos, if you have a podcast, if you produce any content online or even offline on stage, eventually you'll have to decide whether you're going to want to drop these explicitives. Should you curse or should you not curse? Is using colorful language going to hurt your business? There's a lot to think about before you decide this right now. So in today's lesson, we're going to break it down and show you how to choose if you should curse or not curse in your business material, in your content, in your branding. Guys, you know on this show, we roll up our sleeves and get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by HostGator. With their 24/7 live support via phone, chat, or email, anytime you have a question about your website, whether it's hosting, design, marketing, domain names, HostGator's got your back. They make hosting your website, creating your website, super easy because it's an all-in-one solution. And best of all, they're giving listeners an amazing discount, 30% off. That's less than $5 a month to get your site up and running. Just go to HostGator.com/MBA30. Again, that's HostGator.com/MBA30. So in today's episode, in today's lesson, you will decide, you're going to make a decision on whether you should curse in your business with your materials, with your blog, with your videos, with whatever you do, or should you not? First of all, to make this decision, we have to agree on the fact that in order for us to have a great business on our hands and a great brand, we have to be authentic. We have to be real about ourselves. Hiding behind some sort of image or some sort of persona is no longer possible anymore with the internet. Everything is transparent, and sooner or later, people are going to find out who you really are. So you might as well get in front of it and be yourself. Now, what does this have to do with cursing? Well, if you curse, if you use four-letter words in your speech normally, if your friends say, yeah, Frankie, he's got a mouth of a trucker, whatever, you know, if they are used to you cursing, that's just your norm, and that's just how you express yourself, then you should not hesitate to use that in your business, because that's who you are. Now, some people make the decision to maybe reel it in a little bit and not use a curse word every single sentence of their blog posts, but they wouldn't make the decision to not curse at all because it's just not who they are. Now, if you don't curse, if you normally don't curse in a public setting, in a friendly setting with your friends and family, then you shouldn't force it. You shouldn't do it if you don't feel like it, if it doesn't come natural. Personally, I don't normally curse that often, but it doesn't mean I don't curse at all. But when do I curse? If I do curse, let's say once in a while, I probably curse only when I'm trying to express something emphatically. And therefore, that expression has a lot more weight because I normally don't do it. And that's what I do in my own business. So I normally don't really curse on my blog posts. I don't curse on the show. I don't curse on my sales pages. But once in a while, you might see me use a four-letter word when I'm trying to really drive something home because that's normally what I do. And it's not something I do intentionally, just something that happens naturally. And you might see it in a random blog post or maybe in a random video. But the point here is I'm being authentic. I'm being myself. I'm not going to switch on some sort of curse word switch and start cursing more than I normally would. Now, if you do decide to use four-letter words, colorful language, then know that you're not going to be pleasing everybody. For some reason, this topic, when people use curse words, it's very polarizing. And that's not necessarily bad. So if you do curse and you make that decision to curse in your business materials, know that it's polarizing. People are going to get upset and they're going to say, I don't like this. This is not for me. There's no need to curse here, whatever it is. But don't let people that disagree with you change who you are. Because what happens is that when you are polarizing, you do resonate a lot stronger with those that do appreciate that type of tone, that are just like you. They're like, yes, this is real. This is, sounds like how I talk, how I think, all that stuff. And if you decide not to curse, don't feel the pressure to curse just so you can like rile up some people and be polarizing and be popular. That's forcing it, and that's inauthentic. One of the biggest examples of this topic is Gary Vaynerchuk. If you've ever seen Gary Vaynerchuk speak live or you've seen one of his keynotes on YouTube, you'll notice that he lets the words fly. You know, he's very colorful in his language. He uses a ton of curse words. And if his speeches were a movie, they would definitely be rated R. But that's Gary. That's who he is. And that's part of who he is. It's part of his brand. But he's very successful. But it's not because he curses. It's because he's being himself. But the point I'm trying to make here is that you could be successful and still not please everybody. You still could have a successful business on your hands, a successful brand, and still not be for everybody. And that's the point. And that goes for many things, but today we're talking about swearing. Now, the fact that I don't curse as much as, say, like a Gary Vaynerchuk, does that mean my brand is bland or my business is not polarizing enough or I'm not resonating strongly enough with my crowd? Of course not. Because you could be opinionated, you could be unique, you could have a strong stance and stand for something different than cursing. So in my case, my strong stance is that I don't think you should get an MBA if you're going to be an entrepreneur. I think it's a waste of time and money. If your goal is to be an entrepreneur, to be a business builder, then you don't need a degree, you don't need a piece of paper to give you permission to do that. You need that to get a job. But if you're looking to build your own business, your own thing, then yes, save yourself the 100 grand in the 2 years. Now, a lot of people don't like this. They don't like this. Whenever I talk about this, they really get riled up. And most of the people that do get riled up are the people that have MBAs because they don't want to admit that maybe they wasted their money as an entrepreneur. And they don't want to say, yeah, you're right, Omar, I did waste my time and money, because they have that sunk cost of paying all that money and spending all that time. Now, just for clarification, I'm not saying that an MBA or business schools don't teach you anything. What I'm saying is that you can learn it somewhere else for a lot less. And the only reason why people go there, again, is for a piece of paper so they can get a middle management job at Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, something like that. And if you're not looking for that, then it's not a good investment. And I'm not the only one that says this. We have people that are bigger in our space that are saying these things, people like Seth Godin and Gary Vaynerchuk. But the point here is that I made a decision that I'm not going to be something I'm not. I don't curse that often, so I'm not going to curse often on the show or on my blog posts or any content I do. But it doesn't mean I don't have a strong core audience because I have some polarizing beliefs in some areas. Guys, I got more on today's topic, but before that, I got to give love to today's sponsor, HostGator. Guys, if you're looking for an all-in-one website solution, you got to go with HostGator, and I say this out of experience. Nicole and I use HostGator for the $100 MBA and Webinar Ninja. We love it because it's just a one-stop shop. I can host my websites. I can launch my websites. I can design them there. I can register my domain names. I can secure my SSL certificates so I can have secure checkouts. It's like having an on-call IT team in our business. It's great. Any time of day, any day of the week, I can call them up. I can chat with them online and ask them a question. Even if it's just a small thing I need to do on my website, they're there to help me out. And best of all, they do it all without breaking the bank. You can get started and start running your website for under $5 a month with their 30% discount. Just go to HostGator.com/MBA30. Again, that's HostGator.com/MBA30. To sum up, guys, if you curse, if that's something that comes natural to you, then don't hold back. Be yourself. Understand that there will be people that don't like that, but that's fine. If you don't curse or you curse seldomly, then have that reflect in your work. You don't have to force it. And you could take a stand in other areas. You don't have to do it just so you can be polarizing. So to wrap up, cursing really isn't a big deal, whether you choose to or not. It's not going to make or break your business. What is going to make or break your business is you not being authentic, not being yourself. Guys, I hope that helps, and I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, let us know in an iTunes rating and review. It takes 2 minutes. Just click your cover art, and you'll see a link that says give us a rating and a review. It's super, super simple. Or go to 100mba.net/show. All the instructions are right there. All right, guys, that's it for me today. I'll see you guys tomorrow on Free Ride Friday. I'll check you then. But before that, I want to leave you with this. The world is a big place. There are lots and lots of people out there. And with the internet, you have access to every single person that has a computer or a smartphone and an internet connection. So don't always be so worried that people, quote unquote, won't like you if you do something. Just be yourself. There's so many people out there that there's people just like you. There's plenty of people just like you that can resonate with the things that you do, the things that you like, the things that you're all about, no matter how unique you are. One of the most popular posts I have on the $100 MBA blog is a blog post called 16 Things You Don't Know About Me But Should. And it outlines all these things that most people don't know about me. And it's just a personal kind of blog post that explains some things that a lot of people don't know. And it's interesting because a lot of people that see me in person tell me how much they enjoyed that blog post and how much they resonate with it, even if they just resonate with one of those 16 things. And when you read that blog post, it's pretty interesting because there's a lot of different unique things because it's just about me. So know that no matter how different you are, it's okay. We're all different. And for that reason, you resonate. All right, guys, I'll check you in tomorrow's episode. Take care.